Nobody around the table would have guessed. Nobody saw. I was the hostess. I was busy bringing things to and from the kitchen. They barely saw me until I sat down to eat, and then they'd talk to me, and then I'd just be a little butterfly around the table. There was enough people seated and chatting and animated about various topics to not notice you sitting at the end. Quietly. You ate, you complimented the chef, you said thank you when I put things down in front of you, and occasionally you answered your wife when she spoke to you, but your focus was elsewhere, wasn't it? I guess if there'd been less people, you would have standed out, brooding in the corner. But that was just you, the way you were. My focus was a little off, possibly because of the text message I got maybe a minute before you and your wife rung my doorbell and my husband let you in. You told me to take my panties off. Yeah, see, you weren't just another one of my guests, were you? No. You were my dirty little secret. My sin. My shame. Not that it ever felt that way. If only my guests knew that underneath this pretty, well made up, perfect hostess was a dirty, little, cock-loving, cum-slut. You called me that. It's stuck in my head. Perfect girl. Perfect girl in public. The slutty little thing behind the scenes. Cheating on her husband. Fucking you. And now here you are. And you're looking at me. Stop looking at me that way. I can't. How am I supposed to hide that my pussy is dripping wet and I have to disappear to the bathroom again? And this was your little game, wasn't it? Nobody noticed you were sat there with your phone. Everybody else had their phones on the table. It seems to be the norm these days. No one blinks an eye. Maybe I should have confiscated the phones as everybody came in the door. It would have saved me a lot of trips to the bathroom. Because, you see, I'd made an offhand comment. Just two words, really. You wouldn't. It's possible it was three and it was you wouldn't dare, but I think it was just you wouldn't. As a smile died on my lips, as you stood there looking at me. Oh, you really would. So every time my phone buzzes in my pocket, every time I check it and it's you, I'm to slip away and to come over my fingers, then come back down the stairs and resume my duties as hostess. I was sopping wet. And you just look at me with that wicked fucking grin. As I came back down, every time a little more dishevelled than when I went up, a little more ragged of breath, a little more wanton little slut than when I went up. And I wanted to just push everything off the table. Come at you, across it, moving everything out of my way. To just land in your lap, straddle you, fuck you in front of everybody, your wife sitting next to you, aghast what the fuck was going on. Nobody saw the look in your eye. Nobody saw the challenge in your face as you slipped your phone out of your pocket again and I knew what you were about to do. That look of, please don't, in my face. You know the one. The pleading look in my eyes. I don't have to say anything. You know it. You can see it. That pleading look that says, please don't make me do this again. Please don't make me go back upstairs. Come. Three times I'd already disappeared. Nobody really noticed. But the message that came through this time was, come in the kitchen. Now go to the bathroom. Come in the kitchen. And as I got up from the table, another message came in. I was flustered. I've forgotten something. I'm sorry. I'll be back in a second. People were glancing up at me to see where I was going again, but they didn't really take much notice. But the second message. Answer your phone when you get there. And so I went to the kitchen, and I saw you leave the table and head for the bathroom. And I felt my phone ring, but this time it didn't stop after one vibrate. It kept going. There's a call coming in. And I answered the call silently. And it was your voice in my ear. Your voice telling me to plunge my fingers deep in my pussy like your cock would do if you were here. The bathroom's directly above the kitchen. You were no more than 8-10 feet away from me. My cock is in my hand, you said. I'm pumping my cock for you. I'm going to come for you. You're going to come, my little slut, in this kitchen. Right now. Dirt, finger little holes for me. You're my little cum slut. I want to cover you in cum, but right now I can't. This is the most exquisite torture because I know you're going to come back at me and you're going to claw me to fucking pieces, but you're going to take everything I can give you because you want my cock so fucking badly. Fuck you. And I remember coming over my fingers, hearing you in my ear, in my own house, in my own bathroom, so close that coming, the growl that came out of my chest when I came over my fingers was, I thought the whole house would hear. Nobody cared. They were too loud, a little bit too much wine, a little bit too much whiskey. Everybody was gorged on good food and good humour. I didn't see. And when I finally came back into the dining room, I watched you walk around the table, lean down and kiss your wife, while you looked at me straight in the eye, sat down, and then licked your fingers. And I know that your cum was still all over them. You know what that fucking does to me. How dare you? How dare you? I didn't have to do it, did I? I didn't have to comply, but this, it made my pulse race. It made my pussy wet. To know that I was so close to everyone and I was coming not for myself, not for them, but for you. Because you love the thought of me coming for you. Every fucking nerve ending is screaming, burning. I can't think straight. Somebody asked me a question. I have no idea. I have no idea what it meant. I have no idea whether I answered correctly, but they seemed appeased. And then it was time for you to leave. Dinner party was over and your wife steps forward and kisses me on either cheek and says thank you. And then I know exactly what to do. I ran back to the kitchen for 1 second. Come back out down the hallway. And you're both standing there. give you a bottle of wine. It was left over and I know it's your favourite. Enjoy as I give it to your wife. And then I kiss you. I just catch the edge of her lips on either side. And you can taste me. Because my lips were laced with my pussy juices. I lick my lips and watch your eyes widen. And watch you glare at me. That little turn up of the lip, that little almost growl, but you can't because she's looking at you. And you had to say a polite thank you. And you enjoyed the meal. And then you have to leave. And there's a self-satisfied grin on my face as you leave. Disappear into the night. But your phone bleeps again. Just before you get home, I know exactly how long it takes you to get back. And you feel it still vibrate. And as you walk up to the house, waiting for your wife to open the door, you read the message. I'm in bed. Right now. Right now. My fingers buried in my cunt. And I'm alone. He's not come to bed yet. He's tidying up for me, but I'm so tired I came up. And guess what? I'm going to call you. I'm going to leave you a voicemail of it. And that's what I do. The phone rings and you don't answer. Your familiar voice comes over the line. Tells me to leave a message. This is your message. You son of a bitch. You tease me fucking relentlessly. And I'm in bed and it's dark and I have to be quiet. But I'm going to come right now and you're going to hear it. And I know you're fucking hard for me again. Oh, oh, my pussy hurts. It's sensitive. It's sore. I've been coming over and over tonight. My juices are still flowing and my legs are soaked. My fingers are soaked, but I can't help but come again for you. You do this to me and you will curse my name and I will get fuck you. Because, you know, oh, she's going to be calling you to bed. It's time to sleep. Why are you in the bathroom so long? What are you doing? Are you okay? But you're listening to me right now, aren't you? Oh, and you're appeasing. Oh, you're appeasing her that you're okay. That you're fine, that you'll be out soon. Oh, I'm getting closer. And you can't help it. You need to come with me. Because for all the teasing you've teased yourself. For all the dirty little tricks and dirty little filthy fucking messages all night. You have to come now again, again, again. Ah, 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 ah. And now I have to go. I can hear him coming up the stairs, even as my pussy soaks my fingers, wishing it was your cock and your cum all over me. Good night, baby.